on our 375 town tour called the Every Town Tour, going to every town in this district. I plan to be going to all these towns with the RV, and it's we're going to do it safe. We're wearing masks, we're social distancing, and following CDC guidelines, but it's so important for me to get out there.
COVID-19 has really changed what politicians need to do or candidates need to do to try to win an election.
Yeah, it was really weird. I went to a grain elevator earlier today, and the guy I was meeting with put his hand out. I'm like, I'll bump elbows. And it's weird not to shake hands and to kiss the babies, I guess, especially for us. I mean, this is our first time getting out since March, which, I mean, my campaign has always just been on the road constantly. Last cycle, I went to all 39 counties at least three times, most of them a lot more than that. And so it's difficult, but at the same time, we're adjusting like everybody else.
And actually, I think that's the key for elections in the state of Iowa. It's that hands-on, face-to-face interaction that people get.
We're spoiled here with having the caucus and everything like that. But at the end of the day, it's about retail politics and really connecting with voters where they're at. And that's a huge part of our campaign. And, you know, that's the whole reason why I feel last cycle we moved the needle so much. We moved the needle 24 points, which is third most in the nation. And we did that by connecting with people where they're at. And so I don't feel that we'll get a just by running TV ads. You don't get to know the candidates like you do if you have an opportunity to meet them at the local cafe. And so that's how we campaign.
You had like that 3-point difference when you faced Steve King in 2018. But it seems like this time around, I know that there's been issues with the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee and how they've been treating this campaign.
Yeah, I'll say last time, I mean, no one gave us much of a chance last time, and we were able to do what we were able to do with no national help or anything like that. And so between last cycle and this cycle, they're like, oh, you'd be a top five race for us. We're all in, all this stuff. And there was a little bit of miscommunication, I think, as well. But ultimately, I decided that I want my campaign to be run out of Sioux City and not D.C. And the amount of special interests that dictate our democracy and that's one of my three core things that I talk about every day. And so we're walking the walk and not just talking the talk. And so my frustration in a lot of this is, you know, we're trying to do something special out here. And just, I know grassroots gets a term that's loose these days, but I mean, we're pretty organic and grassroots with what we were able to do last cycle and continue to do today. So I'm comfortable saying no for their help because we just have an amazing amount of support in the district and an amazing amount of volunteers.
Do you think maybe they thought you had a better chance if you faced Steve King because a poll just last week put you behind by 20 points?
Yeah, I mean, that's just one poll. They're the same poll that showed we were behind 20 points against King as well, and look what we were able to do. I don't take too much weight on those polls. I mean, we had an internal poll that shows us we're neck and neck. So the discussions with the DCCC were happened before the actual outcome of the primary. So that really didn't have too much effect on it.
Like you said, just the challenges of trying to mount this kind of campaign when you are so involved with meeting people face to face. You've been doing these parking lot rallies.
Yeah. And so we figure like our church services, a lot of them are in parking lots these days or have been over the summer. And so we thought we can do something similar where instead of a town hall where we all get into the same little place or something. We thought, you know, if we do them outside, we have the people can have an opportunity to either stay in their car and tune in on the local frequency that we'll be broadcasting, or if they want to get out of their car and social distance and listen to us, it's their choice. But we thought that'd be a good strategy. And so I'm very excited about having them and just really continuing to connect with people.
Also, when you look at just the demographics of this district, do you face a deficiency when it comes to the amount of Democrats who are registered to vote? Even people who have no party affiliation, they actually are above the Democrats who live in this district.
Yeah. I mean, last cycle, we got 25,000 more votes than there are even Democrats in this district. And so it just showed that I think we had a very strong crossover appeal by what we were able to do. And I think one of the things that I know just by growing up here is people appreciate the hustle, and we have outworked every one of our opponents. We go to all 375 towns between now and election day with this tour. And that's, I mean, people reward us, and maybe they may not like everything I stand for, but I think at the end of the day, they know I have Iowa's heart, especially when it comes to agriculture. We have our back against the wall in a lot of different areas, and you see the price of corn isn't, we just went to an elevator here, that it wasn't even, or beans weren't even above $8, and corn was about $2.77, and those are just horrible prices right now. And so as we come out of this, I think there's going to be a lot of reflection on where we're going to go with the economy. And right now we cannot afford to have just kick the can down the road in agriculture, because our farmers are struggling too much at this point.
I know after the primary election, when Steve King was defeated, I had heard from a lot of people who feel like Randy Feenstra even is further right than Steve King is. And I don't know if that's an accurate statement or not.
I think politics, I don't view politics as linear, so I don't know if you can get further right, but I'll say that, I mean, in the primary, just basing it off the debates and everything, he didn't have any issue on how King voted or anything like that. I feel he's as extreme as King is, but he's just a newer face. And so I don't know. What this district needs is not a career politician who's going to suck up to a lot of the corporations and the PACs and all that, all the money that goes along with this. And that's where my campaign, we don't take corporate PAC money. And I'm proud of the way we're campaigning, meeting people where they're at and not just relying on a party or going along those lines. I think this particular election is so important for so many reasons. But us being the second most agriculture producing district in America, and there's an article in Mother Jones about us that said, I'm the only candidate in America talking about the Packers and Stockyards Act. And I take pride in enforcing our antitrust laws and talking about that every day on the campaign trail, because at the end of the day, we need a system that allow our agriculture and allow our farmers to stay on their land and make a dime.